人，一同心和人来到你自己的跟前，主啊，愿你向我们常理，愿你的脸光照在每一个人的里面，让我们感觉到明亮，感觉到清新，感觉到从你那里来的滋润，并且在你的里面得着自由和释放。亲爱的主耶稣，愿你吸引众儿女，让我们都喜欢到你的脚前来。主啊，也教导我们在肉身的生活中，在我们做人的责任中，主啊，在环境的纷乱，还有世界的搅扰中，让我们能够学会心和灵都保守在你的同在中，让我们学习，并且在自己的生活中操练，成为一个等候神的人。亲爱的主啊，你曾经告诉马大说，不可少的只有一样，玛利亚拣选的那上好的福分，就是她在一切的事物中，她首先注重的，就是学会坐在主的脚前，听主向他说话。主啊，今天晚上求你开我们的心，并且借着圣灵帮助我们进入这有福的生活，让我们不仅仅是在悟性中知道要等候主，让我们真实在自己的生命经历里面享受等候主、等候神的那个喜乐，就像先知以赛亚告诉我们的：“主啊，那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们行走也不困倦，奔跑也不疲乏。”亲爱的主耶稣，愿你把这样的生活在这个世代恢复在你的教会中。从最小的到最大的，每一个人都是坐在主的脚前，享受并且欣赏主的荣美。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门。
阿门。
阿门。
弟兄姊妹们好，
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，今天晚上我们又能在线上相聚。
Praise the Lord, we can gather on Zoom.
上个星期五，我有一次就是没有能和弟兄姊妹一起在分组交通中享受弟兄姊妹的分享和供应。
Last Friday was the first time that I missed the group discussion.
我相信呢，每一组的弟兄姊妹都有很丰富的交通。
But I believe, in every single group, brothers and sisters had abundant, fellowship.
我们从信主到今天呢，我相信每一个弟兄姊妹对于圣灵在我们里面像恩膏一样。
I believe for all the brothers and sisters, from the day that we have been saved, the Holy Spirit has been anointing us.
他在我们里面滋润我们、保护我们、教导并且引领我们。
It moisturizes us, it protects us, it teaches us, it guides us.
我觉得有一点遗憾，我应该多听听弟兄姊妹交通在主面前的得着和经历。
It was such a pity that I was not able to join. I wish I could join you guys to have more fellowship with us.
所以本来今天呢，我有一点冲动想跟弟兄们讲啊，我不写纲要了，让我再听一次弟兄姊妹的全体的分享。
I had the movement within myself, not to write a guidance for tonight's talk and just have another fellowship.
但是在主面前，主觉得 主给我感觉的这个责任，还是等到先进的责任，等到结束以后再好好听弟兄姊妹的分享。
But I was praying the Lord moved me to say I have to do my duty first. After I have shared the message of God, I will have another fellowship.
今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹分享我们倒数的第三个题目，叫做等候神或者等候主。
So tonight's topic is our third to last, which is waiting for God or waiting for the Lord. Brother Boy, am I saying that right? Waiting for God or waiting for the Lord?
Yeah, 或者说 waiting for, either waiting for or waiting upon, or
okay.
waiting on.
Okay.
等一下我会解释。
Okay.
好，我们先来读几处的经文。
Let's have our some scripture reading first.
诗篇62篇。第一节
Psalm 62 verse 1
我的心默默无声专等候神我的救恩是从他而来
My soul waits in silence for God only for him is my salvation
我们在读路加福音第十章三十九到四十二节
Let's read the Gospel of Luke chapter 10 verse 39 through 42.
他有一个妹子，名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着，听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the foot at the Lord's foot, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken from her.
然后我们再读以赛亚书第四十章第三十一节。
Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31.
让那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰长翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走也不疲乏。
Yet those who wait for the Lord.Will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
好，我们第一段就读这三处的经文。
So let's pause here.
等候神，或者在新约时代讲等候主，坐在主的脚前听他说话。
Waiting for God, or in the New Testament, waiting for the Lord, be seated at his footstep and listen to his word.
有许多主的仆人们告诉我们，这是旧约到新约圣徒们最重要的一种属灵生活。
Many disciples of the Lord have told us that waiting for God is one of the most important spiritual life in the Old Testament and New Testament.
如果我们把这种的生活除掉，我们外面有一切属灵的活动，很可能都是出于自己，都是空的。
Without waiting for God on the inside, any practice, any things we do on the outside, perhaps is all out of ourselves, is empty, is in vain.
虽然我们好像是奉主的名。 我们的心愿也是为着主，但是它的泉源、它的根源是从自己出来，那都没有什么属灵的果效和价值。
Perhaps everything we do is in the name of the Lord or for the Lord. However, the foundation and the source is from ourselves, and it has no spiritual meaning and does not bear any spiritual fruit.
不仅将来在主的面前、在神的面前算不得数。
Not only it will not count in front of our Lord,
并且在今生我们那样子生活和侍奉，很可能我们很快就疲倦了，就困乏了，就枯干了。
And if we serve like this, everything's out of our own self. The more we serve, we will get really tired, and we will get really dry on the inside, and it will wither.
我们刚才读诗篇62篇第一节，大卫他有一个祷告，有一个宣告。
When we were reading Psalms 62 verse 1, David has this claim, has this proclamation and a prayer.
他说我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。
David said, my soul waits in silence for God only, for him is my salvation.
我们看见对大卫而言，等候神是要是使他呢真正认识神和得着神救恩的唯一的道路。
We can see that from David. Waiting for God is the only way that he gets to know who God is and who recognize God.
我们要认识神。We know God and we can fully experience his salvation. 他是我们的救恩。这是一个认识，也是一个经历。
This is our understanding, also our experience.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多人认为我要认识神，我可能要去受专门的训练。今天一般人想我要去读神学。
Today, people say, oh, if I want to know God, I must go to a seminary to learn how to know God.
或者我们找一个人，他有经验，他来教我。
Or to find some teacher who's experienced knowing who God is and learn from him.
那个是我们最外面的一点的帮助而已。
But this type of help is the most outward help that we can get.
那些得着的都是客观的。
That gains that we get is all objective.
但是若是我们要主观的认识神，并且经历神救恩里面的丰富。
But if we want to know God subjectively and experience the salvation of knowing God,
对大卫而言呢，他说我唯一的道路，所以他说我要专专的来等候我的神。
To David, that's why he said, my soul waits for God only.
所以今天如果我们不认识什么叫做等候神、等候主。
If today we don't know what the meaning of waiting for God is.
很可能我们一生的侍奉追求和劳苦，都是枉然的。
Perhaps our labor, our pursuing, our so-called knowing God of experience is all in vain.
弟兄姊妹们，到了新约时代，我们刚才读到路加福音，看见一个家庭里面。
Brothers and sisters, we just read the Gospel of Luke, seeing that in one family.
就是在伯大尼的马大、玛利亚和拉撒路他们这个家。
The family in Bethany, which is Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
他们爱主，他们也甘心情愿的劳苦来接待侍奉主。
They love the Lord, and they're willing to labor themselves to receive it and to receive the Lord.
这真是一个美丽的图画，一个美丽侍奉神的一个家庭。
It is a very beautiful family who serves the Lord. It's such a beautiful scenery.
所以有很多人用伯大尼的这个姐弟这个家来说到神所要得着教会的实际就是这样。
That's why many people would say this family in Bethany is the like a manifestation of how God will receive the church.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个家中，他们那一天出现了一个小小的问题。
So in that family, there was a small problem occurred that day.
主耶稣到他们家去，他们不仅仅是接待主一个人，因为主还有十二个门徒们，都是年轻力壮的大汉，他们两姐妹呢，要做饭，要招待，很忙很累的。
So imagine this, not only they're hosting the Lord Jesus Christ himself, there's also this 12 disciples who are young and very hungry, and the two sisters have to cook and labor themselves a lot.
我们看见路加的记载说呢，主到了他们家，这个妹妹玛利亚呢，她就坐在主耶稣的脚前，听主向她说话。
According to the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus Christ arrived at his home, Mary, the younger sister who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word.
这个姐姐在外在后面呢，忙得不得了，要准备整大家的饭食，好多的事情要做。
And his older sister Martha was prepping for food for everybody. There's tons of chores to do. She's so busy.
她看见她的妹妹坐在那里，什么事都不做。
She saw her sister did nothing but just sit there.
她心里忙乱。
She was distracted.
她就在主面前好像有一点埋怨。她说：“主啊，我的妹子把我留下来，让我一个人去做事情，你难道不在意吗？”
She had a small complaint, asking, "Oh Lord, do you not care that my sister left me to do all things by myself alone?"
她跟主耶稣说：“请你吩咐她来帮我，帮助我。”
And she asked our Lord Jesus Christ, "Just ask her to help me."
我相信主早就看见这件事情。
I believe our Lord has seen that already.
主也愿意要玛利亚去帮她的姐姐，也应该的。
Our Lord is willing to have Mary to help Martha.
但是主等到马大来说这句话，要教导我们众人，不仅教导他们姐妹，也教导所有以后神的儿女们一件非常重要的属灵事情。
But our Lord waited till Martha come here to say this one sentence to him, to teach not only her, but all of us this one very important thing.
主耶稣对马大说的话，好像是对全体蒙恩得救的基督徒说的话一样。
This one sentence that our Lord Jesus Christ said to Martha is like said to every single one of us who are saved.
主说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。”
Our Lord said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things."
即便这些事情都是要为着主的满足，为着主的被接待而有的。
Even if those things are to satisfy hosting our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
但是你做了这些事，叫别人得了益处，自己却没有得着主，这是可惜的。
But when you did that, other people have received the Lord, yet you did not receive him at all.
所以主说，只是呢，在许多的事情中间，有一件不可少的，是你没有，你还没有得着的。
And there's this only one thing is necessary, but you have not received it yet.
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
But Mary has chosen the good part.
那个上好的福分是什么呢？
What is this good part?
她先到主的面前。
She came in front of the Lord first.
坐在主的脚前。
And be seated at the Lord's feet.
而且她要先听主的吩咐，主的话语。
And listen to the word of the Lord.
我相信主说完这句话，玛利亚呢立刻就起来去帮她的姐姐了。
And I believe that once our Lord has said that, Mary has got up and started helping Martha.
弟兄姊妹，在这一段的记载里面，教导我们一件事情。
There is one very important thing that this passage is teaching us.
在我们人生中，在我们的侍奉中，有许多的事情。
In our life, in the serving, there's many things in our life.
那么我们要把这些事情的优先顺序，还有它的价值， 要把它分一分，分辨一下。
We must be able to tell the value and the status of all these things in life.
The priority of everything.
The priority, priority.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们要先把第一个我们先要抓住，那么其他的都会跟着来的。
If we hold on to the most, most important thing first, all the rest will follow through.
我们得着那个上好的，那么其余的都会跟着来的。
If we got the good part, the rest will come.
那上好的福分是什么呢？
So what is this good part, the good blessing?
就是我们拣选主，我们等候在他的脚前。
The good part is that we chose God and we come at his, by his foot.
不论我有什么责任，有什么要，环境对我有什么要求，我第一优先的是到主的面前。
So not only what kind of difficult situation I am seeing, I come to the Lord first.
如果我们像玛利亚一样能够拣选先坐在主的脚前听他说话，那么其他的事情都对了。
If we can follow Mary's footsteps, choose to sit by the Lord's feet first and listen to his words, and then the rest is in the right order.
我在这里要插出去稍微讲一点。
So I'm going to take a sidebar here.
我在侍奉中啊，我碰见有好多弟兄姊妹把这个话误会了。
In my life of serving the Lord, I have seen brothers and sisters misunderstanding these verses.
或者是把他的运用的有一点的偏差了。
Or have used these verses in the wrong way.
我们知道在教会侍奉里面呢，有各式各样的责任需要有人去担的。
So we have to know that in our church when we serve the Lord, there's many different kinds of responsibility that we have to take, we have to bear.
比如说聚会的时候，我们有儿童需要有人照顾。
So, for example, during our service on Sunday, we have to have a children's church. People need to watch.
在聚会的时候还有很多事务的事，比如说音响，各方各面。
There's all sorts of other things like the audio, the other things they have to take care of.
对不起，我刚刚忘记开我的 video.
You're on.
好。那么，因着我们读了这一段呢，所以我看见有好多姊妹们啊，她说我要听到，我不要去看儿童。
We have seen many sisters said, "Oh, I need to listen to the word of the Lord. I don't want to watch kids."
我要聚会，好，我不要去做那些事情。
Oh, I'm here to gather and to worship. I don't want to do any job.
那么那些不喜欢听到，他说好，那我就去看儿童，我就到厨房里面去聊天。
The one who does not like the message from the Lord will say, "Okay, I'm going to go help. I want to go chit chat in the kitchen."
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不成熟的领会。
Brothers and sisters, this is kind of an immature understanding of the word of the Lord.
如果一个成熟的领会是儿童服侍，我愿意担责任，但是我去担责任之前，我是一个等候主的人。
The more mature understanding of this verse is that, yes, serving children's church, children's ministry is very important, but before that, I need to go in front of the Lord and wait for the Lord.
音响还有事务，停车场需要有人照顾，我愿意去担责任，但是我担那个责任之前，我是坐在主脚前等候他的人。
Serving as the audio technician, serving as the parking lot attendant is also very important, but before I do the job, I come to the Lord's feet and wait and listen to his word first.
因着我先拣选了上好的福分。
Because I chose the good part.
那么接下来我所有事物的侍奉，对人的服侍都带来益处和祝福。
All the serving, whether it's to the church or to people, will bring benefit.
这是讲到在新约时代这等候主的宝贵和重要。
And this is how precious, how important it is to wait for the Lord in the New Testament.
那么先知以赛亚，他在他得着的启示里面，向以色列人有一个鼓舞，有一个邀请。
And for our prophet Isaiah, and through his revelation that he received from God, he gives us encouragement to ask to all the Israelites.
因为当时的犹太人他们都忙着要表现他们热心的侍奉。
For all the Israelites, all the Jewish people at that time, they want to be zealous about serving the Lord.
他们做了许多外面的事情，但是他们所有力量、智慧、全源是从他们自己里面出来。
They've done so many things on the outside, but yet the source, the strength, all from themselves.
所以以赛亚呢，从神那里得着启示，向神的百姓们呼喊。
So Isaiah received this revelation from God and called out to the people of God.
他说：“你们这样努力啊，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。”
This is in Isaiah chapter 40
verse
30.
Yeah.
Okay. Though youth grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly.
就是那些少年人强壮的都会困倦疲乏，会跌倒。
Because you do things out of yourself, the young ones will grow tired, and the vigorous young men stumble badly.
但是神说，神应许我们说，那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But God has promises that yet those who wait for the Lord, which is our Lord Jehovah,
他们必如鹰一样的展翅上腾。
Will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles.
他们奔跑也不困倦，行走也不疲乏。
They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
你看哈，这等候主啊，真是叫我们遇见了生命的主，我们得着生命的供应和力量。
Waiting for the Lord will let us receive the abundant supply from God, God's abundant supply in life, and let us receive our strength.
使我们能够脱离自己的有限。
So we can abandon our own limitations.
我们可以的脱离自己的软弱和无能。
We can leave our own weaknesses and inability.
我们摸到我们的生命的主，我们的神，他自己丰盛的供应和力量。
We have touched the presence of our Lord and have God's abundant supplies and strength.
他说那个力量啊，好像我们整个人被更新了一样，他说重新得力。
That type of strength, as Isaiah said, and you gain new strength, you being renewed.
是的，我们本来已经老了，已经旧了，已经死了，现在呢，忽然之间从上头来了一个新的生命。
You, and before that, you feel old, you feel tired, you feel dead, but somehow after this, after you have waited for God,You have received this new life come from top down.
他说这个新生命的能力在我们身上，你的经历会像什么呢？
So with this new life, what type of experience you going to have? What type of strength you going to have?
像老鹰啊，他不用这个用力气，他只要把他的翅膀展开来，他就往上腾了。
So,We're going to be like eagles. The minute we open our wings, we can just go up. We can mount up.
好，我们在美国很容易看到这个老鹰呢。
In the U.S., we see a lot of eagles. Right?
像我们住的这个小城市，环境里面就很多老鹰。
The little city that we dwell, a lot of eagles here.
你看见到了天气好的时候，这老鹰啊，他们在一个空旷的地方盘旋。他找到一股啊热的气流往上升，他就把翅膀张开来，他就随着那个气流就一直往上跑，一点都不用力气。
So on a good day, you can see the eagle spread their wings, and if there's a hot air coming up, they would just follow the hot air and just ascend, not even using their wings to go up. There's not even that you can see them using their strength.
那个啊，讲到我们。等候主的一个经历，一个结果。
That represents the experience and the result of us waiting for God.
我只能从我自己有限的经验和大家分享。
I can only share that through my limited experience with you guys.
弟兄姊妹，讲道是一个很辛苦的事情。
Brothers and sisters, preaching messages to Sunday is a very difficult thing.
不仅个人呢，这个因为性格、口才的限制。
Not just because our own talent of public speaking, we're limited by it.
还有我们对主的认识，对主话语的熟悉都不够。
It's not even enough that how much we know the word of God and how much we know God.
所以我年轻的时候最怕有人呢，说，哎，该你讲了，下一次该你预备了。
When I was in my young years, I was mostly afraid that people would tell me, oh, next time it's you to preach.
那么每次被安排有这个责任呢，就很紧张了。但是越紧张呢，你就越找不到题目，越没有灵感。
Every time they pick me or it's my turn, I feel really nervous. And the more nervous I get, the less inspired I feel and I have no topic.
好像读圣经每一句话都该讲。而每一句话我都讲不清楚。
It's like, you know, when I read a scripture, every single verse I should just go on to the podium and preach, but somehow I couldn't preach it clearly.
所以难怪有时候我听一些弟兄姊妹讲到啊，他可以从创世纪讲到启示录，但是你不知道他在讲什么。
No wonder when I hear some brothers and sisters speaking the word of the Lord, they can preach from Genesis to Revelation, they can preach it completely, but somehow I just don't know what they're talking about.
所以苦得不得了啊！那我就去请教这些安排我的有经验的年长的弟兄或者年长的姊妹。
I have so much sorrow that's within me. I went to seeking advice from the elderly brothers and sisters who asked me to preach.
有人就告诉说你要更努力 ，try harder， 所以有一天会走通的。
Somebody told me, you need to try harder, you need to keep trying. Someday, you eventually just gonna click.
但也有人告诉我说，弟兄啊，你有没有先把你自己安静下来，什么都不要想，你就到主面前说，主，我不会说，请你说。
But some other person reminded me and asked, Brother Board, did you quiet yourself down in front of the Lord and tell the Lord that, Lord, I don't know how to speak, you speak it for me.
他那时候没有讲说你要等候啊，他只是告诉我说他知道我这个人很紧张啊，这压力很大，越紧张越出问题。
This person didn't tell me to wait for God. All he knew I was a very stressed. I easily get stressed out and I easily get nervous because I was stressed.
弟兄姊妹，但是我接受这些建议啊，在主面前真的。把一切的忧虑烦恼都放下，到主跟前来安静自己。
But when I receive their suggestions, I give all my worry and my concern to the Lord. I quiet myself down in front of the Lord.
在年轻的时候，真的有好几次哈，在要聚会前呢，忽然那个膏油的临到，主话语那个心思意念呢，好清楚啊。
During my young years, this has happened many times. Right before the gathering, right before the service, the anointing came down. The meaning of the word the Lord wanted me to speak was so clear in front of me.
等到聚完会啊，弟兄姊妹，我都很稀奇，刚才好像不是我。
After the service, I was mesmerized by the fact that it wasn't me speaking.
我才明白呢，那个音不是他自己飞啊。他只负责展翅，那个气流就把他冲上去了，推上去。
And to this verse of Isaiah, it wasn't me flying as an eagle. It wasn't me flying. All I would do was spreading the wing. It was the hot air. It was God making me fly.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我用我自己啊，很贫穷的经历和大家做一个例子来说明。
Brothers and sisters, I hope I can use my poor experience to give example.
这只是第一种的经历，第二种呢，你还要奔跑。你知道，我们今天侍奉啊，我们追求主要奔跑的。
This is my first experience. The second experience is running. Lord, brothers and sisters, when we serve the Lord, we have to run.
你知道，保罗是一个奔跑的人。
Paul is a running person.
我们在腓立比书里面他讲到弟兄们, 我不是以为我自己得着了, 已经达到了。
Paul said in the book of Philippians, brothers and sisters, I don't think I've received it. I'm not there yet.
他说我是忘记背后, 努力面前的, 竭力地向着标杆奔跑。
And I forget, Paul said, I forget my behind and running towards the marker.
我很感谢主啊, 我们在DC的两个聚会弟兄姊妹们啊, 无论年幼的, 年轻的, 或者是年纪大的, 都是跑的人。
Praise the Lord. The two churches that we have in DC area, doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, brothers and sisters, you're all running.
有些聚会你看啊, 有些弟兄们啊, 他们说我们呢, 已经过了那个年龄了, 我们不追求了。 我们退休了。
In some services, we have seen that some brothers have said, oh, I'm way past the age. I no longer run. I don't want to pursue it anymore.
我自己这些日子啊, 和我们的一起的弟兄姊妹交通了, 我说盼望我们全教会都是奔跑, 我们追求跑。
During my recent fellowship, I shared with our brothers and sisters in my own home church and said, I wish every single one of us are running towards the pursuit of the Lord.
所以你看保罗要见主面的时候, 他才说, 当跑的路, 我跑完了, 跑尽。
Right before Paul was about to go to heaven to meet the Lord, he said, I have run my course.
你愿意跑到终点, 但是力量在哪里了?
You are willing to run towards the destination. Where do you draw your strength from?
你怎样能够在长期的跑, 而一点都不觉得困倦呢?
How can you run for a long period of time without being tired?
是因为等候主。
Because we wait for our Lord.
所以以赛亚应许我们, 神借着以赛亚应许我们, 那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
That's why God, through Isaiah, promises that the ones who wait for the Lord will run without getting tired.
最后呢, 他说, 行走也不疲乏。
And last, Isaiah says, they will walk and not become weary.
我们知道我们今天是走主的道路。
We know that we're walking the course of the Lord.
我们和世人的生活方式完全不一样。
We live in a very different life from the rest of the world.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们这样行走呢,不会疲乏。
Brothers and sisters, if we walk like this, we'll never get weary.
为什么呢? 因为里面的供应呢,是越来越新鲜,越来越叫我们喜乐和满足的。
Because the supply from the inside will become more and more refreshed and more satisfying.
所以弟兄姊妹,若是我们要脱开自己的有限,
Brothers and sisters, if we want to leave our own limits,
我们要脱开自己的软弱和无能,
we leave our own weaknesses and inability,
我们要求主教导我们, 学习并且操练, 进入等候神的生活。
We must ask our Lord to teach us, and we have to learn how to enter into this life of waiting for God.
接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点, 这个等候到底是怎么一回事?
So, next part of the fellowship, I want to share with the brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of waiting for God?
我来读几处的经文。
So, let's read some scriptures.
诗篇, 第25篇,
Psalm 25.
第三节,
verse 3.
凡等候你的必不羞愧, 唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。
Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed.
第五节, 求你以你的真理引导我, 教训我, 因为你是救我的神。
Verse 5, lead me into your truth and teach me, For you are the God of my salvation. For you, I wait all the day.
诗篇二十七篇第十四节。
Psalms 27 verse 14.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
以赛亚书第三十章第十八节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him.
最后呢，我们再回到刚才读过的诗篇六十二篇第一节。
Let's go back to Psalm 62 verse 1.
那里说，大卫祷告说，我的心默默无声，双等候神，我们的救恩，我的救恩是从他而来。
This is a prayer from David. My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation.
啊，或者我们中文可以这样翻啊，像刚才弟兄英文讲的，他是我们的救恩。
The Chinese translation can be translated this way, for him is my salvation.
刚才我们读的这些经文里面呢，在希伯来原文，英文、中文都翻成等候啊，在希伯来原文里面是三个不同的字。
This waiting for, you know, in Chinese is all translated into waiting for, but there are different meanings.
那么在这个三个不同的字的里面呢，我把它分两部分来讲，一部分指着我们外面的行为说的。
I'm going to talk this meaning into two parts. First part is waiting in the outward appearance, our act.
另外一部分呢，是我们外面有这个行为的时候，我里面的心态是什么？
The second part is our feelings on the inside and our attitude.
好，我先讲第一个，外面你什么叫做等候呢？
Let's talk about on the outside. What is the meaning of waiting for?
这个等候就是我在一个地方停留下来。
I am staying
at a place.
Staying at a place.
或者说呢，我在那个地方呢，我就单言一下，不走了，叫做 tarry.
Tarry? Okay. In another meaning is, I'm going to tarry here. I'm going to pause here. I'm not going to move forward.
我们等候神就是到了神的面前，我停下来，我不走掉。
So when we wait for God, it's us pause in front of God and not move forward.
还有呢，我既然到了主的面前来了，我用普通话来讲，我就不想走了，我就赖在那里，我就 tarry 了，不急着去办别的事情了。
In a more layman way, well, I'm here, I'm in front of God. I don't want to go anywhere anymore. I'm not in a hurry to do anything else. I'm just going to tarry here.
这是第一个，这个叫做等候。
And this is the first part of waiting for, waiting.
第二个等候，刚才我们讲以赛亚书第四十章三十一节，凡那等候耶和华，他是什么？是被绑住了。
The second part of this waiting, like,Isaiah chapter 40 says, when you wait for God, you're being binded.
这个绑在跟谁绑在一起啊？你等候的神呢，跟你交织在一起，绑在一起了。Twisted together.
Who are you waiting with? Who are you waiting for God? Okay, you're going to bind it and twist it with God.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫做等候。第三个呢，他是说你在那里等候的时候啊，你把你自己的所有心思意念 全人的感觉都叫回来 ，get together。
The third meaning of waiting for is while you're waiting for here, you're going to gather yourself. You're going to gather yourself together here.
对，所以还有一个就是把它集拢起来，叫做 collect them together.
You're going to gather yourself together. You're going to collect together.
弟兄姊妹们，这等一下都跟我们讲到这个等候的经历有关系的。
Brothers and sisters, this is closely related to the experience of waiting for.
我们如果没有这样的情况啊，你坐在那里啊，那不叫做等候的，那是不耐烦的，或者叫做环游世界。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't have any of this waiting outside or delaying, binding or gathering, you're just being impatient. You're roaming the world.
或者这样讲啊，叫做心不在焉呢。
Your
heart was wandering around.
Okay, your heart was wandering around. Your heart was not there.
弟兄姊妹，我们都做过学生，对不对？因为有时候老师讲课，你有听没有见。
Brothers and sisters, we were all students at one point. Is there any point that in your study that your teacher said something you're just like, I don't want to listen to it? You're there, but you wasn't listening.
对，这个就不叫做等候哈。那么这个等候还有一个意思。当我们把自己的心思意念集中起来的时候，我们就很有耐心的去注视我们等候的对象。
When you listen, when you're there but not listening, that's not waiting. But when you wait for something, you also set your gaze focused on the thing that you're waiting for.
他这个有一个英文翻译就是 look patiently for the person.
The correct translation is look patiently for the person.
弟兄姊妹们，这是等候的一个举动。那么这个等候在中文里面都翻成等候。那么在英文里面它后面的介系词说出有两种不同的等候。
Unfortunately, the Chinese translation is all being translated into waiting. However,In English, after waiting, there are two words you can tell the difference.
就是刚才初俊弟兄提到的啊，我们要怎么翻译这个等候？有一个叫做等待，那个叫做 wait for.
Like I was asking earlier how to translate. So the first is waiting for.
因为他还不在这里。比如说我到汽车站，到 bus station。我站在那里等待那个公交车过来，他还没有来。
It's like you're at a bus stop, at a bus station, waiting for the bus to come. The bus is not here yet.
这个叫做等待，这是其中的一种等。
Waiting for is one type of waiting.
那么第二种呢，在英文叫做 wait upon 或者 attending， 那个叫做侍立。
The second waiting is wait upon or attending. This is you're waiting, you're patiently waiting.
你知道你到餐馆去吃饭了，那个服务员他叫什么？叫做 waiter. 他站在那里叫什么？叫做 wait upon， 叫做 wait on。
When you go to a restaurant, the person who serves you is called waiter. The person is the waiter is wait upon you to dine in the restaurant.
那个侍者他就叫做 wait upon， 他在侍立。
The server, the waiter is wait upon you to serve you.
我们到神的面前学习等候神，我们就要有一种的侍立的这个态度。
When we wait for God to serve God, we have this attitude of wait upon, where we need to be attending.
我有一次到纽约去，在 Poughkeepsie。
One time I went to New York, I went to Poughkeepsie.
对 ,Poughkeepsie. 在那里啊，有一个很有名的厨师学校，叫做 CIA, 叫做 Culinary Institute of America.
Institute of America. In Poughkeepsie, there's a very famous culinary school called the CIA, Culinary Institute of America.
我们弟兄很有爱心，他说我一定要请你们的。去吃一次，那要很早就预约的。他好几个月前就帮我们定了时间。
To to dine at the CIA, it requires reservation months ahead of time. One of my brother was really lovely and made a reservation for us.
它里面每一栋建筑物都有特色，那这个是法国式的，那个是意大利式的。他带我们去了，我不记得那一天是，好像是意大利式的那个餐馆。
In the restaurant, and every building was has its own character. Maybe it's French, maybe it's Italian. So they would went with Italian food.
那天是一个年轻的学生，他 serve 我们。
On that day, it was a young student serving us.
他站在旁边把我们服侍的，挺舒舒服服，真是我从来没有这么舒服的经验过。
On that day, during the service, he served us from head to toe. I was so satisfied, so complete. I never saw him serve like that before.
所以到结束了以后啊，我们说我们要多给他一点的 tip.
So at the end of the meal, we decided to pay him more tip.
他很恭敬的告诉我们说，我们做学生的啊，只要你给我一个 evaluation, 我们是不能拿 tip 的。
And he was very polite and said, well, as a student, we cannot accept tips. All you can do is give me a good evaluation.
那一天我姊妹就，她英文好，她就写了，这是我一生最舒服的一次用餐，特别这个 server, 她的 waiting, 她的 attending, super.
So my wife wrote the evaluation was, this is the best meal I've ever had. The server was exceptional and the serving was super.
弟兄姊妹，这些描写啊，都跟我们平时生活中亲近主有关系。这个叫做等候。Brothers
and sisters, this is closely related to our own serving of the Lord in our life. This is called waiting upon the Lord.
因为主的同在已经在我里面，在我的信心中，我确实知道他在这里，我就恭敬地服侍他。
Because the presence of the Lord is within truly, because I know I want to serve the Lord.
那么,
respectfully.
这些都是指着我们外面的行为说的。
This is all pointing towards our outward behavior and act.
那么除了这外面的等待或者等候的行为,
besides waiting on the outside,
一个等候主、等候神的人，他里面的发生什么故事？
What would happen to a person who is waiting on the inside to a person who is waiting for the Lord?
我年轻的时候对这个是最好奇，也是最不懂的一个点。I
was most curious and most confused about this point when I was in my younger years.
因为我年轻的时候，那时候在聚会，有年长的基督徒带我们有等候主的聚会。When
I was young, we had brothers and sisters having had us. To a service called waiting for the Lord, a service of waiting for the Lord.
We have a meeting, specially waiting on the Lord.
Waiting on the Lord.
Yeah, 那么在那个聚会里面，开头的时候有诗歌，是把我们的心敞开来向着主。In
that special meeting, waiting on the Lord, we had him, we sing to open our heart.
然后教导我们学习赞美，学习感谢。
They teach us how to praise the Lord, how to give all the thanks to the Lord.
那么赞美感谢完了以后，就完全安静了。After
giving thanks, after praise the Lord, it was complete silence.
每个人都坐在那里闭着眼睛，大家都等候了，都不走了。那个安静多久呢？有时候两个钟头，有时候三个钟头。Every
single one of us was in silence, waiting for the Lord. How long were we waiting? Sometimes 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours.
弟兄姊妹，我十分钟我就受不了了，我不知道该干什么了，就想要讲话，就想张开眼睛看别人。Brothers
and sisters, I couldn't even last for 10 minutes. Like 10 minutes later, I want to open my eyes, I want to talk to someone.
但是不能啊。But
you can't do that.
那么以后慢慢习惯，我愿意在那里坐一个钟头。 但是我还是不知道到底我这样做会得出什么结果，我里面会发生什么事情。So
later on, I got used to it. I can sit in there for an hour, but I still don't know what was on the inside. What's happening to me on the inside?
所以我有一段日子碰到人就问，到底等候主，你里面发生什么事情？
So I at that point of my life, when I see somebody, when I see them, I ask, what would happen if you wait for the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我要用一点简单的话和大家说明一下。
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to use some simplified words to speak.
我们人里面的光景，如果你真学习等候，你要先找到那对象，就是主自己。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to learn how to wait for God, you need to know what the object we're waiting for, which is God.
就是主自己，就是主耶稣自己，或者父神自己。
Is our Father God Himself, is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
所以刚才我们读的那些经文里面，希伯来文这个等候，它有一个意思叫做渴慕，叫做 longing.
So when we learn all the meanings of waiting for in the language of Hebrew, there was a meaning of longing.
你在主的面前呢，安静下的时候，你的心可想要看见主，可想要摸到主。
When you quiet yourself down in front of when you quiet yourself in front of the Lord, you long to see the face of the Lord. You desire to see God. And you need to practice that.
所以以前我们常常在开头做年长的姊妹带我们唱了，心中渴慕着耶稣，就是要与他同在，就是帮助我们里面过这个生活。
During the special meeting of waiting on God, the elderly sister will lead us to sing a hymn to say, we long to meet Jesus Christ. We want to have that on the inside. So to try to open our heart.
在这个渴慕里面有一个热切的期望 expectation. 有一个 earnest expectation.
In this longing, we have this earnest expectation.
因着这一个期望呢，我就在主的面前安静不动 silently still.
Because we have this expectation in front of the Lord, I become silently still.
啊，即便我里面呢有肉体啊，开始或者疲倦，或者是心思意念去环游世界，你又把它收回来，再把它 get together, collect together.
Perhaps in your own flesh, you were tired, you were roaming, your heart was roaming the world. You get them back together.You get them back together and continue to wait for the Lord.
在这个安静不动的情况底下呢，我们在静静的从心里面跟主说：“主，我来信靠你，我来 trust in you。”
While you're you become silently still, you quietly trust the Lord and tell the Lord, "Lord, I trust you."
而且呢，把自己所有一切的忧虑，把自己所有的感觉。所有的需要都靠在主的身上。
You bind your desire, you bind your feeling, your worryness to the Lord, all connected to the Lord.
啊，他说这个完全的依附啊，就好像那个 ivy 啊，他自己站不起来，但是他完全靠在那个树上，他就跟着树一起长到很高的地方去。
This type of attachment is like this ivy. This it cannot stand on its own, but it attaches itself to a tree or to a building and is going upward.
啊，这个英文有一个字叫做 adhere to it， 就完全的依附靠在它上面。这个慢慢你就会感经历什么叫做安息。
In English, the correct word is you adhere to it. You're right attached to it, and you can.Feel what it means to be adhered to something.
Yeah, 或者那个英文用这 cling to.
Cling.
Yeah, cling. C-L-I-N-G. Cling to.
Oh, cling. Okay.
Yeah. 你就依附在它，你完全不用力气，因为你所有的重量主都背了。
Another word is you're clinging to it. And you don't have to do anything. There's no strength coming from you. All this is carried by our Lord God.
这是一个等候主的人，他里面发生的故事。
I'm so sorry, Brother Boy. Can you repeat that, please?
啊，这刚才我讲的这些，就是一个外面有等候主的人，他心里面、灵里面发生的故事。
This is what happens on somebody's inside when you wait for the Lord on the outside.
好，我们接下来讲到哈，当我们开始有爱慕，要等候主。要等候神的，神的心是非常喜悦的。
When you begin the process of waiting for God, God is very pleased.
我们刚才已经读过，我再读一遍，以赛亚书三十章第十八节。
I'm going to read again Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们。因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high, to have compassion on you. For the Lord is God of justice. How blessed are those who long for him.
你看哈，神借着先知以赛亚鼓励他的儿女们起来等候他。
Through the prophet Isaiah, God encourages people to get up and wait for him.
他说其实我们还没有等候神之前，神一直在等我们。
Before we wait for God, God was waiting for us.
他等我们干什么呢？他要施恩给我们。
What was he waiting for us for?
他要兴起来怜悯我们。
He's going to bring grace to us. He's going to rise us up and give compassion.
而且神在这件事情上是非常公平的。
And God on this matter is very just.
谁肯等候他，谁一定就得着这个怜悯和恩典。
Whoever longs for him will receive the blessing and grace from him.
不是外面我们多热心，多有恩赐，啊，多有毅力。
It's not how much grace we have. It's not how much gifts we have. It's not how much endurance we have.
那么主要施恩给我们什么样的恩典呢？
God will give grace to us. What kind of grace will God give us?
我们读以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
For the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness and trust you is your strength, but you're not willing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，如果我们肯等候神，我们会得救。
Brothers and sisters, as we can see, if we're willing to wait for God, we will be saved.
这个得救呢，就是脱离在我们里面罪的权势。
This salvation is to leave the authority, the control of the sin that's on the inside of us.
脱离在我自己肉体中那些远离神、我要独立自主的那些个性和倾向。
It's us to stay away from the character that we thought that we can live independently from God, and we want to stay away from God. That type of character.
主给我们的应许说呢，你们得救乃在乎归回安息。
That's why God through Isaiah said, "In repentance and rest, you will be saved."
弟兄姊妹们，我们等候神的时候，我们里面会得着神做我们的安息。
When we wait for God, we will receive God as the rest within us.
我们做事情的时候，我们肯等候神，神就给我们把握，给我们有力量。
If we're willing to wait for God, God will give us grace and give us strength when we do things.
他说，在平静安稳的里面，你们就有力量。
In quietness and trust and in rest, you will have strength.
那么刚才我们读的诗篇二十五篇第五节和二十一节里面，大卫怎么说呢？
What does David say in Psalm 25, verse 5 and verse 21?
大卫在第五节里面说呢，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我。
In verse 5,
因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
In verse 5 says, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, I wait all the day.
第二十一节，他说，愿纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。
Verse 21 says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正等候神的人， 他必然得着真理的引导和恩膏的教导。
A person who truly waits for God shall gain the guidance of the truth and the teaching of the anointing.
使自己的生活行为呢，能够被保全，能够得拯救。
So that our life can be protected, and we can receive, we can gain salvation and blessing.
那么另外一面呢，神向我们施的恩典，若是我们肯等候他，在以赛亚64:4。
Another aspect that we can receive blessings from God when we wait is detailed in Isaiah chapter 64:4.
那里说，从古以来，人未曾听见。未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事？
For from days of old they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor have the eye seen a God besides you, who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him.
弟兄姊妹，我们在人生中，在自己所处的环境里面。
Brothers and sisters, in our life, that we're serving the Lord.
我们可以亲身的经历神为我们做事情。
We can personally experience God working things for us.
我们会亲身的见证神在我生活中的作为。
We can personally witness the acts that God has done to us.
为什么呢？因为我们等候他。
How come? Because we wait for God.
而且若是我们等候他
If we wait for God,
神的话语向我们保证他必定把他的应许做成在我们的身上。
If we wait for God, the word of God has promised us that his word will be completed in us.
我们读但以理书你就看见但以理是一个在神面前爱神敬畏神的人。
The book of Daniel has told us that Daniel, the prophet Daniel, loved God and he respects God, fears God.
他在被掳的外邦了，他问神说：“神啊，我的同胞，你的国度将来会遇见什么事情？”
While he was being captured, he asked God.God, me and the rest of Israel, what would happen to them later in the future?
所以我们看见但以理书里面充满了神向但以理所启示出来的预言。
That's what we see in the book of Daniel. There's so many prophecies that God has given to Daniel.
那这些都是指着将来要发生的事情。
This is all pointing towards the future, what's going to happen.
那么神怎么安慰但以理呢?
How does God
comfort
Daniel?
在但以理书12:13里面说，你且去等候结局，因为你必安歇，到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。
In Daniel chapter 12:12-13 says, How blessed is he who keep waiting and attain to the 1,335 days. But as for you, go your way to the end. Then you will enter into rest and rise again for you allotted portions at the end of the age.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，一个真的等候神、等候主的人。他要进入神为他预备的福分和安息的里面。
Brothers and sisters, the person who truly waits for God shall enter into the rest that's being allotted by God to him.
他能够超越他所生活世代的黑暗、混乱和败坏。
This person can go beyond the darkness, the evil deed,of the age that they're living in.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天所生活的时代呢，就是那个样子。
Brothers and sisters, the era that we live in nowadays is like this.
我们更需要在等候的生活中得 得着神向我们施的恩典和怜悯。
Brothers and sisters, we need God. We need to wait for God. When we wait for God, we need to receive the blessings from God and the grace from God.
那最后呢，我要和弟兄姊妹呢一起来交通这个等候主的实习啊，生活方面呢的怎样进入等候的生活。
Brothers and sisters, the last point is I'm going to share with you is how to practice in life and how to, and study how to wait for God.
每一个活在肉身中的人都可以进入这个等候主的有福气的生活。
Every single one of us who live in the flesh, we can enter into this blessed life that's called waiting for God.
我们人活在肉身中充满了需要、难处、失败和错误中。
When we live in the flesh, we live in the lacking, the need and difficulty of, in our life.
我们若是在这些情况里面肯到主的面前来祷告，你就开始了等候的生活。
Through the lacking, through the need and difficulties in our life, if we're willing to pray, you're going to start the beginning of waiting for God.
诗篇130篇第一节和第二节。
In Psalms 130, verse 1 to 2.
在这里他说，耶和华，我从深处向你求告。
Out of the depth I have cried to you, O Lord.
主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我的恳求。
Lord, hear my voice. Let your ear be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
第五节，第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。
I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and his word I do hope.
我的心等候主，甚于守夜的等候天亮，甚于守夜的等候天亮。
My soul waits for the Lord, more than the watchman for the morning, indeed, more than the watchman for the morning.
在这里我们看见，作诗的人，他一定在人生中在他的里面遇见了难处。
We can see that the author of this poem must have some sort of difficulties in life.
遇见了好像一个很大的黑暗。
This person must encounter some great darkness that they couldn't see.
我们不晓得是什么。
We have no idea what it is.
可能是一个很大的缺乏。
Perhaps it is a great lacking.
一个极大的需要，贫困。
Perhaps this is great desire.
但是这些需要，这些缺乏，这些难处，把他逼到神的面前去祷告。
This great need, lack, and difficulty has forced this author of Psalm to go in front of the Lord and pray.
他的祷告不是普普通通祷告完了，连自己都忘记怎么祷告过。
This prayer is not this type of prayer. Well, if you said the prayer, I don't even know what I prayed.
他是从深处发出来，心里面的声音跟神说：“主啊，你非要帮我不可。”他就开始祷告。
This prayer came out of the depth of himself, and he cried out, "Lord, you must help me." That's why he entered into the waiting.
所以在第五节他说：“我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。”
Hence, in verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait.
弟兄姊妹，你我人生大事小事，如果我们产生这样的祷告，你就开始被吸引，被催逼去进入祷告等候的生活了。
Brothers, sisters, big thing, little things in our life, if you somehow enter into this type of prayer, you're going to enter into waiting for the Lord.
然后我们在这个经历里面被主遇见，或者我们得着了主的回应。
In this experience of waiting and calling out, waiting for God, we have encountered, seek the face of God. We have heard His voice.
接下来第二个阶段呢，我们因着经历了神的帮助和眷顾，
have experienced hope and love from God，
我们开始里面有一个心愿要寻求神的面。
This is going to generate a well that we want to seek the face of God.
在诗篇二十七篇第八节里面，大卫就这么说。
In Psalm 27 verse 8, this is what David has said.
他好像听见神向他说话，说你说你们当寻求我的面。他说那时候我的心就向你说，耶和华啊，你的面我真要寻求。
David said, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在心里面有过这样的一个渴慕，跟主说，主啊，我要祷告，我要到你面前来，有没有这个时刻？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced this moment of you said to the Lord, Lord, I want to pray to you, I want to come near you?
那是一个非常有福的时刻，那是一个你属灵生命转机的时刻。
This is a very blessing moment. That's the turning point of your spiritual life.
我还记得我是什么时候开始这样的。
I still remember when I did that.
那时候我十八岁。
I was 18 years old.
啊，在一个聚会里面呢，我都放弃了，结果主向我说话，我里面不自主的出来一个跟主说，主啊，我要祷告，我要到你面前来。
And
when I was 18, when I was in a meeting,
I gave up on praying, have already, but the Lord spoke to me on the inside, told me, you should speak to me, you should seek my face. And then I had desire of, I need to pray, I must pray.
巴不得每一个弟兄姊妹都像大卫一样，我们 好像听见主向我们说，你要起来寻求我的面。
I sincerely wish every single one of the brothers are like David, who's desire to say, oh, your face, Lord, I shall seek.
只要主轻轻向我们说这个邀请的话，我们里面就不由自主的跟主说，主啊，我的心啊，你要起来寻求我主的面。
If the Lord has mumbled the word to you quietly, say, seek my face.
弟兄姊妹，
you shall rise up and call out, Lord, I will seek your face.
这是学习等候神的生活的第二步，这都是神做的。
Brothers, this is the second step. Seek my face.
然后呢，第三步啊，我们就在真理上被教导。
And the third step is to be taught in the truth.
我们要读一下新约保罗的交通，在哥林多后书第二章，第三章第十六节。
Let's read in the New Testament the teaching of Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
在那里使徒保罗告诉我们说，他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
It says, but whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
我就用这一节哈，我们开始回应愿意寻求神的面，第三部分的经，第三个阶段呢，就开始在我个人日常的生活的里面。
The third stage of learning how to wait for God is in your personal life.
我们在教会的聚会生活的里面。
In our church life.
我们学习啊，每一次有这样的机会，就把我的心转向基督。
We learn in every opportunity, we turn our spirit to Christ.
那么圣灵来帮助我们，把我们的灵呢向主敞开来。
And the Holy Spirit help us open our spirit.
因为旧约时代，摩西第二次从西乃山上下来的时候，他因着与神交通，他的脸就发光了。
In the Old Testament, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai the second time, because of the fellowship he had with God, his face was shining, was glowing.
Yeah, 所以呢，犹太人呢看到这个光就害怕。就是说，摩西啊，你可以跟我们说话，但是请你把脸遮起来，不要让我们看到那个光。
The Israelites were so scared of the glow, and they said, Moses, you can speak to us, but put a veil on him.
好，弟兄姊妹们，在新约时代，很多人到主面前来， 我们心里面不愿意让主的光照在我们身上。
Brothers and sisters, in the New Testament era, a lot of us want to come in front of the Lord, but we don't want the light of God to come to shine on us.
我们向主不敞开。
We don't open ourselves completely to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都用很属灵的话语祷告，包装自己。我们不是赤露敞开在神面里。
We use fancy words to pray, so-called the spiritual words to pray, yet we don't open ourselves to God.
有的人呢，学了很多的诗歌，就拼命的唱那个歌，但是他里面向着主从来没敞开过。
Some of us learn how to sing hymns, and we sing a lot of hymns, but yet we never open ourselves to God.
就走偏了路，变成了宗教气氛的等候，而不是真正见到主的面。
You walk on the wrong path, and the waiting that you have is more of a religious practice.
但是一个真正响应神的邀请来寻求神的面子。
But if a person truly receives the call from God and wait for God,
他永远到主面前，那个帕子都被主遮拿掉了。他向着主是敞开的，毫无隐藏的，毫不装假的。赤露敞开的活在神面前。
But if you come to the Lord, truly come to the Lord, when you come to the Lord, you have yourself completely open to Him. Your veil has gone. You're not facing this openness, and you're entirely open to God.
或者用简单的话来讲啊，他就是用心灵和诚实来到了主耶稣的脚前。
To simplify, you're using your spirit and the truth to come in front of the Lord.
You come to the footstool of the Lord in spirit and truth. 我们是实实在在的。那么这样子你就发现了、主就是那个灵了，你就开始摸到主的同在了。
If you're able to do so, you realize God is the spirit and you have touched the presence of the Lord.
你知道有很多很小的孩子被主的同在摸到以后，他这个人就不一样了。
There are some very young children that have been touched by the presence of the Lord. They become completely different.
上个礼拜我非常喜乐，因为我两个孙子，一个大的外孙女，他们的爸爸帮他们施浸，他们归在主的名下。
Last week I was so joyful because my two grandsons and granddaughter both being baptized by their fathers.
那么昨天晚上我儿子告诉我。这两个 boy 在家里不一样了，他们从来没有这么样的顺，这么乖，这么高兴。
My son called me last night and said, "Oh my goodness, my two sons after being baptized, they were so obedient. I've never seen them be so obedient."
其实我很早就观察到，我每次到他们家跟我的儿子儿媳妇谈主的事情，这三个孩子就非常安静的跪在地上，张开大眼睛的。看着我们大人听我们说话。
I've been paying attention to them. Every time I go to their house, we chat about the matter of God and speak about God. All three of them kneel down and open their eyes and pay attention to what we say.
在我灵里面，我感觉到，因为他们被主的同在摸到。
In my spirit, I can feel it. They have been touched by the presence of God.
我们没有要求他们，我们没有管他们，他们很自然的就这样子。
We never ask them, we never require them to do so. They naturally become like that.
若是我们这样来到神的面前，每次都进入神的同在，弟兄姊妹，你开始被吸引了。
Brothers and sisters, every single time you come to the Lord and you're drawn near towards the Lord, then you're being attracted to the Lord.
我们开始认识什么叫做神的同在了。
Then we recognize, we understand what is the presence of the Lord.
在主的同在的里面呢，我们用相信的心来思想主耶稣。
We start to meditate on Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, using a believing heart.
用单纯的爱来靠近主耶稣。
Use a simple love to come near to the Lord.
这就是诗篇二十七篇第四节大卫的他的愿望。
This is what David has said in Psalm 27.
他说有一件事我曾求过耶和华。
Verse 4 says, One thing I've asked for the Lord, from the Lord.
我仍要寻求。
That I shall seek.
刚才我们 唱的那首诗歌就是这一节诗歌里面出来，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all days of my life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，什么叫做住在耶和华的殿中呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of dwell in the house of the Lord?
就是活在神的同在的里面。
It's to live in the presence of God.
我的两个孩子高中毕业出去读大学。
Both my children went graduated high school, went to college.
我为他们祷告。
I pray for them.
我送他们的时候，我也好好的、很诚恳的跟他们谈一次话。
When I sent them out, I had a long conversation with them.
我告诉他们说，爸爸为你们祷告是让你们能够分辨哪里有主的同在，哪里没有主的同在。
When I pray for you,I pray that you can recognize where has the presence of God, where did not have the presence of God.
你尝过主的同在，你就会知道。
If you have tasted the presence of God, you will know.
如果你假装不知道，那是你的很大的亏损。
If you pretend you don't know, you're going to have a great loss here.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是神给人最大的保护。
Brothers and sisters, this is the biggest protection God has given us.
如果我们在这个点上来到了这个地步，啊，弟兄姊妹，我们会逐渐的认识、熟悉主在哪里，主的同在在哪里。
If we are able to enter into this step, we can gradually to recognize where God is.
我们不会跟从人，不会跟从传统，不会跟从外面的热闹和活动。
We're not going to follow tradition. We're not going to follow people. We're not going to follow the zealous religious organization.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是等候主第三个阶段，我们进入。我知道了，主在这里，我要留在这里。
This is the third step of waiting for God. We know where God is. We know where God is.
那么接下来我要到第四步哈，我们读一下诗篇二十七篇十四节。
Let's read Psalm 27 verse 14. Let's go to the fourth step.
他说要等候耶和华当壮胆坚固你的心，我再说要等候耶和华。
Psalm 27:14 Wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
这是坚固自己的心啊，那告诉我们说我们需要操练啊。
Be strong and let your heart take courage. That means we have to practice.
前面是学习，是听别人的教导，圣灵的教导和帮助。
Before we're learning the study of others, learning the study of the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做操练呢？就是 do your homework, 你要回家做自己的功课了。
What is practicing? It's to go home and do your homework.
这个回家做习题是什么呢？就在每天的生活中要有意的甘心的分出时间来到主面前去。
This doing your own homework at home really means in your own daily life, you need to purposely and willingly to grasp onto any opportunity.
第一个是每一天自己要定好，我这个时间是主的，是我跟主相会的时间，我要到他面前去等候。
Number one is in your daily life, you must set aside this period of time.That dedicated to God, and this is your time to meet God.
我在年轻的时候，年长弟兄姊妹就是这么教导我。
When I was in my young years, this is what the teaching I've received from the elderly brothers and sisters.
我在没有出来侍奉主之前呢，我是每天早上分别出时间来。
Before I served, I decided to serve the Lord full time. Every morning, I dedicated my time to meet the Lord.
等到我出来学习侍奉了。我每天下午也分别一段时间到主面前。
When I became a full-time minister, I dedicate certain time in the afternoon as well to pray.
不做别的，就跪在主的面前，也不一定要说话，我就用我的心和灵安静地伏在他脚前。
I didn't have to say anything. All I did was I patiently waited there, using my heart and my spirit.
里面有的时候因为身体疲倦就睡着。也有的时候太多烦乱的心思意念去忧虑。
Sometimes when I'm really tired because of my flesh, I fall asleep. Sometimes because of stress, I kneel down and I start to worry about things.
但是 更多的时候，就我刚才学会的，我安静的来降服，我到主面前说：“主啊，把我的意志折断，归给你。”
In the majority of time that I have done it, I have learned how to patiently wait for God and come to God and say, "Lord, break my own will and give it to you."
跟主说：“主，我感谢你，你从来没有离开过我，你喜欢与我同住。”
Yeah, to say this to the Lord, Lord.I praise you for never leaving me. I enjoy, I love being with you.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做做功课，习题，回家做 homework.
This is called doing your homework at home.
我们向主说，主，我来信靠。
And we come to the Lord and say, Lord, we trust you.
起先的时候，我们每天在固定的时间，安静的到主面前。
Every single day, we set a time to come to the Lord.
慢慢的，主会带领我们进入日常的生活的里面。
It slowly it becomes our part of our daily life.
我们可以操练的，外面很忙，责任很多，心思意念有很多必须要顾的事情。
There are many things we have to take care of on the outside. We are so responsible for so many things.
但是圣灵要教导我们的，手忙心不忙。
But the Holy Spirit needs to teach us we're busy with our hands, but not busy with our mind.
我们的心中永远是安静的注视爱我们的主。
In our heart, we're always quietly focused on our gaze onto our Lord.
这个叫做在日常的生活中开始学习保守主的同在。
This is called in our daily life.How to preserve the presence of the Lord.
我们这保守主的同在，我们年轻的时候看那年长弟兄姊妹啊，我们一起出去坐车，他不聊天也不看风景，他一有空啊就闭上眼睛。我问他在干什么，他说我在保守主的同在。
Brother Boy, am I saying that right? Preserve the presence of the Lord? Am I saying that right? Or this,
yeah, to keep yourself in the presence of the Lord.
So, during my young years, when I go out with elderly brothers and sisters, they don't, on a bus, they don't look outside to see the scenery. They don't talk to each other. Every time they have a minute, they close their eyes. I ask them, what are you doing? They said, I'm keeping myself in the presence of the Lord.
不让外面的环境、外面的刺激或自己的情绪来搅扰主在我里面的同在。
I'm not letting my own some sort of stimulation or some sort of worry that disturb the presence of the Lord that's within me.
我认识一位年长的弟兄，他年轻的时候啊，跟尼托森弟兄蛮熟的。
I knew this elderly brother who knew a brother Watchman Nee a lot.
他说他有一次啊，在上海跟尼弟兄一起出去坐公交车去一个地方服侍。
One time they were in Shanghai and they took a bus to somewhere to serve a church.
那么尼弟兄上了车，他就侧着坐，因为他的脸可以对着对面的窗，可以看见外面的风景。但他侧着坐，把头低下来，闭上眼睛。
This brother said, when Brother Watchman Nee got on the bus, he stood towards the side, so his face no longer facing the window, but he bowed his head down.
他就很好奇，他问他说：“你为什么侧着坐，不对着前面可以看到外面的风景呢？”
So his brother asked what brother Nee said, "How come you don't face yourself towards the window and look at the scenery?"
你知道尼弟兄怎么回答吗
？The reply from brother Watchman is this.
他说：“我怕我看见的风景印到我心里面去，我就天天想那些事情。我愿意，我要不要看那些，我要保守主的同在。”
Brother Nee said this, I was afraid that when I look at the scenery will make an impression in my heart. I kept thinking about the scenes every single day. I would rather to keep the presence of the Lord within me.
弟兄姊妹，这些见证啊，我在年轻的时候听见，真是吸引我们啊。有时候我在开车啊，一个人，我也不要听音乐，也不要做什么，我就专心的开车，眼睛要看路哈，不要闭上眼睛，但是我心里面跟主交通。非常的喜乐。
Sometimes when I was young, when you hear this testimony, it just draws you towards the Lord so much. So when I drove you're, of course, you have to set your gaze on the road. But you have this fellowship with the Lord. You don't listen to music. You don't listen to see other scenes on, outside the window. You just have a fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是操练。 你读书就知道，你听了课懂了，但是你不一定会用。
Brothers and sisters, this is called doing your homework. When you're in school, perhaps you understood a concept, but you don't know how to use it.
但是若是你回家天天做习题，碰到什么事情，你立刻就会用了，会判断了。But
if you go home and do your homework every day, then you face a situation, you know how to use this knowledge.
这个叫做操练主的等候主的生活。
This is what the meaning of practice waiting on God or waiting on God.
这绝对是个人的事，不是我们大家来到聚会，大家讲同样的话，唱同样的歌，祷告同样的这个祷告词，你就懂得神的什么叫做等候主，不是的，那个叫做习惯和传统。
This waiting for God is personal. It cannot be accomplished by going to a church all together, say the same thing, do the same thing. This is called tradition and religious practice.
弟兄姊妹，若是你来到了第四步，接下来我们进入第五步，更有福气。If
you have passed step four, when you go into step five, you'll be more blessed.
在诗篇16篇，我们已经读过的第二节到第四节。In
Psalm 16, verse 2 to 4,
大卫说：“我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说。” 你是我的主, 我的好处不在你以外。It
says, David, I said to the Lord, you're my Lord. I have no good besides you.
论到世上的圣民, 他们又美又善, 是我最喜悦。As
for the saints who are in this earth, they are the majestic ones whom is my delight.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我也不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。The
sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied. Will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their drink offering of blood, nor will I take their lips, take their names upon my lips.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有了上面每天的操练呢？ 我们这个爱慕亲近主的生活呢，逐渐的就变成我这个人为人的态度。Brothers
and sisters, if you're able to practice this waiting on God, it becomes the attitude of your daily life.
这一个态度呢，就是凡碰到事情来，你都先让主，先想到主。This
attitude is this. It doesn't matter what you encounter, you think about God first.
你想到主是什么心呢? 是我相信他，我愿意爱他，我愿意降服在他底下，我愿意顺服他。And
when you think of God, you think of that I believe in him, I trust him, I love him, I'm willing to obey him, I'm willing to obey what he said to me.
这就是大卫，他看见神的儿女，凡是有奉主名聚会，他心里就喜乐得不得了，他有一个态度。
This is what happened to David. He has such an attitude that every time he sees somebody who gathered in the name of God, he's very joyful.
世上任何的事情想要取代神的，他都远离他，逃避他。
And he is staying away, he's avoiding anything that replaces God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面不自觉的有了这种的态度，那我们等候主的生活就逐渐进入自然和丰富。
When you are able to generate this type of attitude without even you knowing it, you will have abundance and blessing from God.
接下来一步在诗篇16篇第8节，大卫说：“我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。” In
Psalm 16, verse 8 says, "I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken."
在33篇第20节里面，他说：“我的心向来等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。” In
Psalm 33:20, it says, "Our soul waits for God; He is our hope and our shield."
就发现了，当一个人开始在等候神的生活上面逐渐的长进啊，我们晋升的时候，
when we are ascending and growing in the aspect of waiting for God,
那么他碰见事情来啊，他每次看见的都是神自己，这就成为他的生活方式了。
Every matter this person encountered will become God himself. That become his lifestyle.
所以呢，三十三篇他能够说，我们的心呢是向来等候耶和华，从来没有例外过的。
That's why in Psalm 33 says, "Our soul waits for the Lord, and have always been waiting for the Lord."
最后啊，那是我们进入这个等候的福分里面去，我们看见。
If we are able to enter into the blessings of waiting for God, it becomes our character.
The second nature.
Okay,
变成我们的一个性情。我们知道，从习惯，从态度变成习惯，从习惯就变成我们的性情。
So it starts from an attitude, then becomes a habit, then from a habit becomes our second nature.
诗篇三十九篇第七节，我们看见大卫他这样说。
In Psalm 39:7, this is what David has said.
他说：“主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。”
He said, "And now, Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you."
那么在哥罗西书，保罗告诉所有神的儿女，他说哈，基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "To whom God will to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory."
啊，弟兄姊妹们。一个等候主的人呢，脸上会显出主的荣光，因为在他里面，基督就是荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, a person who waits for God will have the glow of God, because in Christ, in this person becomes the hope of glory.
啊，这个人的性情，他的举止行为。叫别人看见神的荣光。
This person's character, this person's behavior and act will let people see the glory of God.
但愿这个时代啊，有许多弟兄姊妹在这个生活上面得着主的引导和祝福。
We hope in this day of age, many brothers and sisters can receive the guidance from God to wait for Him.
因为主耶稣回来的时候。是要在地上收取那出熟的果子。
Because when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back, He's going to collect the mature fruit.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我就交通到这。
Brothers and sisters, this is the end of the fellowship.
我们有一点祷告，好吗？